Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's something kind of interesting, and I've always enjoyed this album. She has two albums out that I know of, Jen Chapin. This first one was Steve Crump. It's string bass and vocals, and it's kind of avant-garde vocals in a way, but not so that you'd like say, wow, this person's way, way, way out in left field. They're kind of left of center field. But it's a great idea and a great combination, and wonderful upright bass work on this album. Jen Chapin and Steve Crump. Song is called Portrait.
A picture of yourself, and then you hang it on the wall for all to see. Including me. And clashing color portrait meant to make the critics frown. I pull it down. I pull it down. Put it in my gallery. And I like to wash your colors down. Won't you pour them on me till I drown? Now that I've found you, find me. Won't you say that this time is only madness, that someday your portrait will fade to gray, but I don't know. Still, for now, I'll say that I like to you pour them on me till I drown. Now that I've found you, find me. Won't you surround me? Oh, surround me.
I think that is really cool. I think this whole album is really cool. It's a very interesting album. Jen Chapin and Steve Crump. I'm going to play one more. Why not? This one's called Gold. And it goes like this. Thank you.
see what I got. So I turned to see she was sitting empty-handed with a secret smile, and she said, well, I got gold and it shines in dark places. So I thought about this lady and what she had to say, and I tried to fit all my life in one day, try to look for that gold in everything I do, and I think I see a little in you wherever I go. Wherever I go. Now when I got gold, wherever I go. Wherever
I didn't remember my dreams. I might go to the movies more often. I'd watch policiers, film noir, psychological thrillers, where somebody knows what somebody doesn't. Story lets trust bleed suspicion, till there's terrible language, a violent soundtrack, and a sign. If I didn't remember my dreams, I could sit in the dark with a critic's detachment. But in dreams, the terror on the screen comes back, and I am cast in the lead. The stories are strange, but the feelings are familiar and deep, and still true when I wake trembling and alone. Remember my dreams, same way that I am alone. Remember you, now you're gone. Gone, never seen again. Just a flash across the screen. Once you knew something I didn't, suspicion bleeding the truth from deception. I am never more terrified or more in love as when I dream of you. be a man's daughter. He knew something she didn't. I knew her watchfulness. As her trust bled suspicion, he died dreaming the words she whispered. Then I went home, I fell asleep in my bed, and I dreamed you had a secret.
Annie Gallup. This is from her latest album called 5 Points. Annie Gallup has been around for a long time, and I remember, I think her first album came out, oh, I don't know, in 87 maybe, 88, right in there. And she lived on Bainbridge Island, and I believe she lives in California now. And she's still coming up with poetry. She sings some, and then sometimes she talks her poetry. Annie Gallup. And it's pretty meditative stuff. It's wonderful stuff. And she's an awesome person to hang out with. And I haven't actually spoken with her now for quite a few years. We did a gig together in the Tri-Cities. It was probably not the best package because I'm not nearly as introspective as Annie Gallup is. But then again, you know, it was just a neat time. She's a pretty refreshing person, Annie Gallup. Oh, my gosh. So let's play one more from Annie Gallup, and then we'll go into Steve McFessel. We'll kind of get out of this sort of poet thing and do something different. All righty? This is All My Lovers, Annie Gallup. Wrong thing. This is All My Annie Gallup.
On this night flight to New Orleans, there's a stranger on the aisle who has hands like yours. He's holding a copy of the same magazine that you left on the nightstand, open to where the page was missing. You said, Jane, bless her heart, makes me cards with pictures she tears from magazines of couples kissing. Yeah, he's sweet, yeah, I love her. But oh, Vanity Fair, cover to cover. Somewhere above Texas when the cabin is dark, there are stars in a glittering city we are flying over. Stranger on the aisle sighs in his sleep just like a child. Then he turns and rests his head on my shoulder. Scent the vanilla. It's too familiar to be so wrong, wrong, wrong. I wish this moment would just go on and on. I wish he was the one I wanted. I wish he were free to be my lover. Vanity Fair, cover to cover. All makes sense. If this flight is over soon, that will not mean it never mattered. A stranger on the aisle will wake with a start, and I'll look out the window, give the moment some grace. Then after time goes by, Davis, and this airplane lands, I will remember you in Vegas just like a stranger with your hands. And that's all that, oh, we knew each other, ooh, Vanity Fair, cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
in the streets of a high desert town. The chill of the night turns September around, and I think of the words that I couldn't say. Oh, beautiful skies, won't you take me away? Seems like there's 10,000 reasons to pack up and leave, but there's still just a few things that won't let me be. Like the love for a woman in this high desert town, and these beautiful skies and the peace that I found. Well, it's 12:15 and the music still flows down from old Bronco Billy's, the reverie crows. And I know she's asleep, her hair long and gold, under beautiful skies I bury my soul. Told me that winter will soon steal the night. The highway through town will be dusted and white, and we'll be 500 miles farther apart when these beautiful skies turn. I've run out of streets to wind my way down. It reminds me we all live outside of town, and it's hard for a good man to hold to the truth or to love one more time in the absence of you. Good man, to hold the truth.
proud. But they argued with each other. They saw through the other's jive. They knew how to twist the knives. They were ruthless and loud. Dog eat dog. It was dusk to dawn, but I slept through the commotion. I slept. This morning,
bare feet on a crooked path, tie-dyed shirts on fresh-cut grass. We flock to the first day of class. Not much work and easy pass. God knows, days run fast. The poet's voice still haunts my past. All I know, something broke when Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. A huge man in a buckskin shirt. In the shade of ancient earth, he wove his tears into open verse that flowed like blood from the poet's birth. God knows, days run fast. The poet's voice still haunts my past. All I know is something broke when Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. We were innocent. We fled at the first sign of spring. He was lenient. He freely gave his offering. He didn't ask for anything. He didn't want a thing. A Friends left while our fortunes grew. Time erased the things we knew. I must confess that I sold his truth for a beer and a laugh or two. God knows days run fast. The poet's voice still haunts my past. All I know is something broke when Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. Some days while I work my wage, I hold his words and turn the page, and drink the wine from the wise old sage, who come to think was just my age. God knows days run fast. The poet's voice is all that lasts. All I know, something broke when Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina come quickly. It takes some time for them to grow. I've seen trees that bloom in springtime, and then there's some that bloom in snow.
I remember when I first met you. That was many years ago.
Like a child across the meadow, afraid that you will always be alone. I'll be waiting like the tall trees around us whenever you are near. This is home. There are trees that bloom in any season, yet will fade as the seasons roll. But these tall trees keep their color winter, spring, summer, fall.
Like this bloom found within us, it's ours to keep and tend.
every season maids discover just how tall a tree will grow. Don't go running like a child across the meadow, afraid that you will always be alone. I'll be waiting like the tall trees around us whenever you are here. This is home. There'll be times for sure when you'll feel lost, and there'll be times when I won't see that clear. But we found this bridge that we can walk across that leads us back to here. Don't go running like a child across the meadow, afraid that you will always be alone. Like the tall trees around us, whenever you are here, this is home. Whenever you are here, this is
whenever you are here, this is home. Steve McFessel, before that, Brother Antoninus. Antoninus, of course, Antoninus was the character in Spartacus who was selfless and who put himself on the block for Spartacus. And Spartacus, of course, eventually had to kill him. Interesting. Tony Curtis played him in the movie. And I think that metaphorically is happening in that song, Brother Antoninus. And then home, Steve McFessel, Annie Gallup, All My Lovers. We're late for the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming right back for lots, lots more. We still have more music to go, like a half an hour's worth. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow, pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10, online at palouseuu.org.
Plenty of sunshine and warmer weather ahead for this weekend and next week, when it's expected to get up to near 90. A bit of cloudiness today, but overall sunny skies with a light afternoon breeze on the Palouse. Then mostly clear tonight, continuing on through Tuesday. A high in Pullman today of 73, in the Lewis-Clark Valley, 80.
Nathan Rogers, the son of the late Stan Rogers, who's now sort of a folk rocker, and he's pretty clean cut, give or take, and has a good reputation, and he's a good songwriter, and he's a good singer. He's a little more on the rock side than Father Stan was, although Stan had some major production in a lot of his recordings. Stan Rogers from Ontario, who was such a great, great songwriter and died in his early 30s in a plane crash. Left us a son, though, Nathan, who writes just as well as he does. ¶¶
burning light of dawn. In the stillness of the morning, he held her close, he kissed her eyes. Under a blanket of living skies, they were lovers all through school. They always were together, and on her hand a golden ring, within which sat forever young man's heart is brave. And the same brave boy she wed has gone away in uniform, sleeps in a soldier's bed. In the colors of the east, in the blazing light of morning, she dreamed of lands in a sweet sunrise. And him in a land of living skies. So when the reverend came to call, she did not need to answer. She knew he'd met with his demise, gone to the land of the living skies. She put on her good clothes, she stood out on the rise. She called his name aloud, and these were his replies. There is no more anger here, nor is there cause for mourning. In the untamed wheat and the feral rice, here in the land of living skies, grieve not, for we who live in the amber dawn of morning, the untamed wheat and the feral rice, here in the land of the living skies, here in the land of the living skies, here in the land of the living skies. It's a hot summer night, 1954, Delphi, Indiana, at the Rexall drugstore. The Gridiron King is working late at the soda shop, his high school jacket laying across the ice cream countertop. When she sits down by the jukebox in brand new nylon hose, a high heel tossed indifferently upon a painted toe. And it could have been Marilyn, could have been Jimmy Dean, it could have been you, could have been me. She tosses back her pretty head, laughs through
ruby lips. A child of 15 innocent years, she has never been kissed. And he looks at her, trembles, his gridiron courage crushed. He is afraid to touch her, but he is so in love. And it could have been Marilyn, could have been Jimmy Dean, it could have been you, could have been me. He puts a nickel in the jukebox. She steps into his arms. They cannot look at each other, but that don't last too long. His class ring on her finger, resplendent in the dark. She marvels at the weight of it on slender hand and heart. And it could have been Marilyn, could have been Jimmy Dean, it could have been you, could have been me. They dance across the floor. Delphi, Indiana, at the Rexall drugstore. They neither know of night or day. They night and day pour out their thunder as every ingot rolls away. A dozen more are split asunder. There is a sign beside the gate. 11 days since a manly dying. Now every shift brings fear and hate and shaken men in terror crying. The molten rivers boil away. A fiery brew. Attendants join the choir and have unheard.
again. Do not let terror enter there. And in the hearth, set the glasses
where the dreams live on forever.
Tracy Grammer from this wonderful, wonderful album, Flowers of Avalon. Oh my goodness, Heidi's already singing about the highways and freeways. Kaylin Bailey, Kevin Rinker, Brett Charbot, and all these folks that helped on this show. Yes, indeed. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks. And nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. But that's okay sometimes. See you around now. Bye.